All right, let us begin by chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And we also have Santa from Simi Valley also online. All right, we're studying the final verse of chapter 9, which is halfway through the Bhagavad Gita, since there are 18 chapters. And this verse, which Bhakta Mark picked, is one of the few verses that is repeated twice in the Bhagavad Gita. The first two lines are the same, and the second two lines, a slight difference, but it's exactly the same verse. And therefore, since it appears at the end of the first half, and it appears at the end of the second half, it can be considered a very important verse. Let us chant. Manna mana bhavamad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi yuk vaivam atmanam mat parayanah. Let's do it two more times, because it is taught that when something is repeated three times, it has good effect. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi yuk vaivam atmanang mat parayanah. Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mang namaskuru mam evaishyasi yuk vaivam atmanang mat parayana. Now we will do the synonyms, please. Please respond. Mat, mana, mana. Always thinking of me. Now, this concept where Krishna says, always thinking of me, is something that's repeated several times in this Bhagavad Gita. For instance, in chapter 12, Krishna will begin to give a step-by-step procedure, starting out with the topmost, which is just think of me, always think of me. Then he'll say, okay, if you can't do that, then do the regulative principles of bhakti. Oh, you can't do that? Then do this. Oh, you can't do this? Then do this. You will see in chapter 12, Krishna gives 4 or 5 different options. And he says, if you come in on any platform, eventually you'll reach the highest stage. But this is the highest stage. Always thinking of Krishna. In chapter 8, Krishna will tell Arjuna, Arjuna, think of me and fight at the same time. One of my favorite verses, where Krishna says, you should always think of me, but at the same time, execute your prescribed duty. So you may be a mother, a father, a worker, a preacher. Whatever you may, what do you do?
A real estate agent.
A real estate agent. So whatever you're doing, but at the same time, remember and think of Krishna. So this is a fundamental principle of Bhagavad Gita. Next word, bhava, become, mat, my, bhakta, devotee. When Lord Chaitanya was once asked, what is a devotee? Lord Chaitanya says, anyone who chants the holy name of Krishna, he's a devotee. How many people here chant the Hare Krishna mantra? Good, then we're all devotees. We can proceed. Hari Bol. Next word. Mat. My. Yaji. Worshipper. So this idea of worship means that there's somebody worthy of such, an exalted personality, someone that you give your love, devotion, veneration, respect, somebody you hold to a very high place in your heart because they're worthy. You don't worship somebody who's not worthy. Indeed, there are so many examples in history. People were worshiping so many persons, but then it was revealed that this person was not worthy to be worshipped, and yes, it is true, they should be rejected. The classic example is Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was under the instruction of Shukracharya. Shukracharya is a most powerful Brahmin, so powerful. And he was engaging Bali in sacrifices. But when Shukracharya told Bali not to keep his promise and not to give charity to the dwarf Brahman, who was actually Vishnu in disguise, and Shukracharya knew that if Bali keeps his word and gives him the three steps of land, Vamana Dev will take everything and Shukracharya will be out of a job. But Bali Maharaj said, no, nobody in my family has ever gone back on their word. And even if this is Lord Vishnu who has come to cheat me, let it be. Let it be. So Bali Maharaj rejected his guru because he said, all along you have been engaging me in worshiping Vishnu. Here is Vishnu now, and now you're telling me not? I reject you. And so he agreed. Chalayasi vikramane balim adbhuta vamana. Bali Maharaj was cheated by Vamana. Chalayasi. He was cheated, but he agreed to be cheated. And therefore, Bali Maharaj became Mahajan, one of the 12 great authorities on the science of bhakti. He's one of the 12. Anyone who follows in the footsteps of Bali, because Bali promised the Lord three steps. With two steps, Vamana Dev covered everything up and down in the whole universe. So Bali Maharaj was asked by Vamana, you promised me three steps. With two, I've taken everything. Where's my third step? And Bali said, I have my head. You can place your third step on my head. And therefore, as Prabhupada says, Bali Maharaj was then able to purchase the Lord by that full surrender. And full surrender, that is the ultimate goal. In the bhakti process, there are nine. And you've heard me say a million times, of the nine, how many are essential?
Two.
What are they? About the Wall Street Journal?
Vishnu.
About Krishna or Vishnu? About God, yes. But they all are leading to the final one, which is Atma Nivedanam, full surrender. If I was preaching to a Christian audience on this item of full surrender, I would give the example of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. When he fully accepted the role given to him by God the Father, Krishna. And he said, yes, thy will be done, I will accept. And he allowed the Leela of the crucifixion to go on as it was the will of the Father, Krishna. So that's full surrender. That is full surrender. Even in the American military, they have this mantra, no greater a service than one who lays down his life for his country. They give them a medal. They do, if somebody, you know, sacrifices like that. So this concept of full surrender is there. But we are being taught, you fully surrender to the most worshipable person, God, Krishna. Don't worship something inferior. Don't worship some idol. We don't worship idols. That's another thing I always point out when I go to the high schools and colleges, because they think, oh, you guys are worshiping idols. I'm not worshiping an idol. You're worshiping American Idol. You're worshiping movie stars and musicians. I'm not worshiping any idol. I am worshiping God. I never let them impose their nonsense on me. I am not an idolater. No, I worship God, Krishna. Let's go on. Mom, unto me, namaskuru, offer obeisances. So when we come to the temple, we bow down to the spiritual master, we bow down to the deities, and even when devotees offer obeisances to each other, Lord Shiva points out, we're not paying obeisances to the person who identifies with that body. We are bowing down to Krishna inside that body. So it is the same. We are, because many people think, oh, you guys are always bowing down to so many things. No, we're bowing down to God, who is all pervasive. He's there in the deity and he's in your heart. I bow down to Krishna within your heart. A few months ago, I came upon a YouTube clip of a black Christian minister. And it was really amazing. He was preaching in his Christian church, Namaste! And he was doing it in his soulful way. He would say, I want everyone to say Namaste! And you heard the whole congregation, Namaste. Now let me tell you what that means, Namaste. Can I hear you all say?
Namaste.
Yes. Namaste means the divinity in me recognizes the divinity in you. This was brilliant. This tells me the preaching of Krishna consciousness is having its effect despite us. Hari Bol. Jai, which is namaskuru. Okay, next word, mom. Unto me, Eva, completely. So do you think I can become a Christian minister?
Yes, why not?
Do I have enough soul?
You have enough soul.
Aishasi. Well, I didn't...
A Krishnan.
Yes, a Krishnan. Krishnan, yeah. Next word, Aishasi.
You will come.
So this verse is being spoken to Krishna, and he's saying, you will come. If you, all these things, Think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer obeisances. If you do those, so that's four things, right? Yeah. Thinking, being, worshiping, offering. You do those four things, you will come. Next word, yuktva.
Yuktva.
Being absorbed.
Being absorbed.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
Your soul.
Matparayanaha.
Devoted to me.
This
word, matparayana, I explained last week, but it bears pointing out. When Durvasa Muni was being chased by the Sudarshan Chakra because he tried to kill Ambarish, a devotee, so Vishnu immediately sent Sudarshan Chakra to protect Ambarish, and it was chasing Durvasa, and Durvasa was flying all over the universe trying to escape Sudarshan Chakra, but like a cop on the 405, he was simply hightailing it right behind him wherever he went. He went to Lord Brahma. Brahma said, I can't give you protection. Then he went to Lord Shiva. Now, this is interesting. Lord Shiva is, Durvasa Muni is a partial expansion of Lord Shiva. So even he couldn't give protection to Durvasa Muni. So finally, Durvasa was able to go to Vaikuntha. And he went down and touched the feet and begged Narayan, please save me from your Sudarshan Chakra. Please, I beg you. Narayan said, no. You have offended my devotee Ambarish. Talk to the hand. If you get his blessings, if he forgives you, then I will release, I will call back my Sudarshan. So you have to go to him. But then Lord Narayan said something very interesting, which ties into this word, matparayana. He said, my devotees, they only know me in their hearts. That's why they are my pure devotees. They only know me. Later on, 1866, Krishna says, Mam Ekam, exclusive surrender to me. I've given the example many times. A woman is not going to accept some man if she knows, yeah, he's marrying me and marrying 20 others. Uh-uh. The woman expects, Mam Ekam, you're surrendering to me alone, Buster. So Krishna is the same way, Mam Ekam, exclusive. So Narayan said, my devotees only have me in their hearts, and therefore, in my heart, I only have them. Therefore, it's a two-way, compact, loving relationship. Because the devotees only have the Lord in the heart, the Lord only has them in his heart. So then Durvasa went back to Ambarish. And Ambarish was waiting one whole year, just standing, waiting for Durvasa to come back. It was 1 year that he was traveling all over the universe. And Ambarish was waiting. And when Ambarish, and you see the picture in the Bhagavatam, the picture, there's Ambarish telling Sudarshan Chakra, stop. And Durvasa is spared. Even though Durvasa tried to kill Ambarish, Ambarish forgave his would-be assassin. That's a devotee. No grudges, no animosity, only love, mercy, compassion. All right, let's do the translation. Please repeat. Engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Engage your mind
Become my devotee.
Become my devotee.
Offer obeisances to me.
Offer obeisances to me.
And worship me.
And worship me.
Being completely absorbed in me.
Being completely absorbed in me.
Surely you will come to me.
Surely you will come to me.
So being completely absorbed, this is Krishna consciousness. Everybody is some kind of conscious. Everybody. Some people are money conscious. They think of money, 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 sweeter than honey. Some people are fame conscious. They have to have, I'm sure you know some of these, right? Yeah, you know some of these people. Not you. You're a devotee. But I know because you have told me some names. You're hobnobbing with the upper echelon. So they have to see their name in the print. So many hits. Otherwise they have to do something crazy just to get some headlines, some attention.
You know what George said?
What?
He said in the book, Chat Me
Yeah. Yes, that's because George had met the most important personality. He had met Krishna, my sweet Lord, and he had gotten blessed by Srila Prabhupada, the most important man of the 20th century. So he already had gotten that higher taste. Yes. So being absorbed in, everybody's absorbed in something, athletes are absorbed in their body, maintaining it, right? They say that, like Kobe Bryant, right? He is the first one to go to practice, the last one to leave. He's totally absorbed in Kobe consciousness. Right? Everybody is conscious of something. So we are trying to become Krishna conscious, conscious of Krishna. A lot of people, they're self-absorbed. Now, it's okay to be spiritually self-absorbed, because that's the meaning of self-realization. That's okay to be self-absorbed in the sense, I must realize my true spiritual nature. But if we become materially self-absorbed, that's called vanity. Vanity means I'm totally absorbed in my body. And the devil says, vanity, my favorite sin. Yes, because it'll lead to all the others, for sure. All right, let us study Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. If you're ready, say, Hari Bol. Jai. In this verse, it is clearly indicated that Krishna consciousness is the only means of being delivered from the clutches of this contaminated material world. This is a paraphrase of Bhagavad Gita 7:14. If you would hold your place, turn to Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, verse 14. Daivi yesha guna mayi mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapajyante mayam etam tarantite. If we could all read the translation together to Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Are we ready? Let's all say it together. Go ahead.
This
So, the idea of this verse is the same thing. You want to escape the clutches of the material world, you have to surrender. And surrender means being absorbed in Krishna, Krishna conscious. That's what it means to surrender. Be fully absorbed in Krishna. Let's continue. Sometimes unscrupulous commentators distort the meaning of what is clearly stated here, that all devotional service should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Which reminds me, when Prabhupada started this movement, somebody objected, "Why are you calling it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Shouldn't you call it the International Society for God Consciousness?" Prabhupada said, "No. If I use this word God, then they'll bring this God, that God. No. Krishna is clear. It's scientific. Now we know who is God. Krishna." End of discussion. All right. Unfortunately, unscrupulous commentators divert the mind of the reader to that which is not at all feasible. Such commentators do not know that there is no difference between Krishna's mind and Krishna. In other words, Prabhupada is referring to some people who say, "Oh, that Krishna has a soul, like we have a soul." So they think, "Oh, Krishna also has a soul," meaning they think Krishna also has a material body, not understanding that Krishna is his body, and that body is completely spiritual. Unlike me and you, no offense, but we all know how our body is not spiritual. How is that? Is this body eternal?
No.
It ain't getting any younger, is it?
No.
Is this body full of knowledge or full of aches and pains?
Full of aches and pains.
Yes. Right? And this body, right? Do you have to go to school? Yes. Therefore, that body ain't full of knowledge and it ain't full of bliss. But Krishna's body is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge. In other words, Krishna always knows that he's Krishna. It's not that he forgets. Oh, like there's one class of philosophers, they tell you, "Oh, you're God, and you just forgot." What kind of God is that? This is called cheating. I was God, but I forgot. So Prabhupada would say, well, at least Krishna is that kind of God who never forgets that he's God. So he must be superior. Yes, Krishna never forgets. All right, let's continue. Such commentators do not know that there is no difference between Krishna's mind and Krishna. Krishna is not an ordinary human being. He is absolute truth. His body, his mind, and he himself are one and absolute. It is stated in the Kurma Purana, as it is quoted by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami in his Anubhashya comments on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, "Deha dehi vibhido yam neshre vidyate kvachit." This means that there is no difference in Krishna, the Supreme Lord, between himself and his body. But because the commentators do not know this science of Krishna, they hide Krishna and divide his personality from his mind or from his body. Although this is sheer ignorance of the science of Krishna, some men make profit out of misleading people. Yes. This is one of the symptoms of the Kali Yuga man. The Kali Yuga man has big defects, four big ones. One is that he has imperfect senses. With those imperfect senses, he's bound to make mistakes. By making mistakes, he's bound to fall into illusion. And then to cover everything up, he cheats. Like tomorrow, the last day for filing taxes. Everybody is planning, how can I cheat that rascal government? Yes. You better hope they weren't listening, or they come and get you. So, the conditioned soul has these defects. But the Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by Krishna and written by Vyasadeva, they are not conditioned souls. Vyasadeva is not a conditioned soul, and the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, is definitely not a conditioned soul. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is perfect. Perfect past, present, and future. All right, let's continue. There are some who are demonic. They also think of Krishna, but enviously, just like Kim Kamsa, Krishna's uncle. He was also thinking of Krishna always, but he thought of Krishna as his enemy. He was always in anxiety, wondering when Krishna would come to kill him. That kind of thinking will not help us. One should be thinking of Krishna in devotional love. That is bhakti. One should cultivate the knowledge of Krishna continuously. What is the favorable cultivation? It is to learn from a bona fide teacher. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we have several times explained that his body is not material, but is eternal, blissful knowledge. This kind of talk about Krishna will help one become a devotee. Understanding Krishna otherwise, from the wrong source, will prove fruitless. Prabhupada writes that on this point, that we should cultivate knowledge of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, these four books, these are sufficient to get proper knowledge of Krishna. And there's enough there in those four books to keep you occupied your whole lifetime. Just these four books. Let's continue. One should therefore engage his mind in the eternal form, the primal form of Krishna, with conviction in his heart that Krishna is the Supreme. He should engage himself in worship. There are hundreds of thousands of temples in India for the worship of Krishna, and devotional service is practiced there. But here, thanks to Prabhupada, now we have so many temples outside of India. You can go all over the world and find Krishna devotees. I go to Panama, I go to Chile. There are devotees of Krishna chanting and dancing. Anywhere you go, there are devotees. Once such practice is made, one has to offer obeisances to Krishna. One should lower his head before the deity and engage his mind, his body, his activities, everything. That will make one fully absorbed in Krishna without deviation. This will help one transfer to the Krishna Loka. One should not be deviated by unscrupulous commentators. One must engage in the nine different processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting about Krishna. Pure devotional service is the highest achievement of human society. That is something that we learn from Prahlad Maharaj. Here you see the picture of Nisungadev killing Prahlad's father. But before this scene, Hiranyakashipu he asked, he said, Prahlad, what is the best thing you have learned? And Prahlad explained, the topmost education is to engage in the 9 items of bhakti. So that's why Prabhupada is saying there, the highest achievement in whom the highest education is not to be gotten from Harvard or UC Berkeley. No, the highest education is taught right here. You are sitting in the topmost form of educational institution where you can learn the 9 items of bhakti. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam iti pungsarpita vishnau bhaktischain navalakshana kriyeta bhagavati adha tanmanye ditam uttamam. That word uttamam, transcendental, topmost. Now the rest of the purport, Prabhupada is giving a summary. The 7th and 8th chapters of Bhagavad Gita have explained pure devotional service to the Lord that is free from speculative knowledge, mystic yoga, and fruitive activities. Those who are not purely sanctified may be attracted by different features of the Lord, like the impersonal Brahma Jyoti and localized Paramatma. But a pure devotee directly takes to the service of the Supreme Lord. One item here. Sometimes the argument is given, oh, before you can do bhakti, first you need knowledge and detachment. Gyan Vairagya. But we learn very early in the Bhagavatam that just by engaging in bhakti, automatically you get gyan and vairagya. In other words, there's no prerequisite. Bhakti itself is the best thing, not just like another thing. Sometimes people ask, well, what should I do if I commit a sin? What should I do if I make an offense? What should I... Simple. Pick yourself up and engage in bhakti, because you're already doing the best, topmost activity. If you've seen that you've fallen, pick yourself up, get back in it. Come to the temple, take prasad, hear and chant in the association of devotees, you will be rectified very quickly. So always remember, what we are doing, there's nothing better. You coming here tonight, there's nothing better you could have done at this time. You could have gone here, there, and this is the best thing you could have done by coming here, because you're hearing and chanting about Krishna. There is a beautiful poem about Krishna in which it is clearly stated that any person who is engaged in the worship of demigods is most unintelligent and cannot achieve at any time the supreme award of Krishna. Because we've been saying, Mame Kam, full surrender. Narayan told Durvasa, the devotees only know me in their heart. They're not worshipping or loving anyone else. Full, complete surrender. That's the idea here. The devotee, in the beginning, may sometimes fall from the standard, but still he should be considered superior to all other philosophers and yogis. Why does Prabhupada say that? At the end of chapter 6, Krishna tells Arjuna, better than the karmi, the fruitive worker, better than the mental speculator, jnani, is the yogi. So Krishna told Arjuna, Just be a yogi. But then in the very next verse he says, but of all yogis, because there are so many different kinds of yogas, and I'm not talking about this yoga, Hollywood yoga, that no. There are different kinds of yogis, Hatha yogi, Raja yogi, Kriya yogi, Jnana yogi, right? There are so many. Krishna makes it very clear. Who is the best yogi? The bhakti yogi. So that's where this is coming from. There's nothing better than being a bhakti yogi. One who engages, or who always engages in Krishna consciousness, should be understood to be a perfectly saintly person. His accidental, non-devotional activities will diminish, and he will soon be situated without any doubt in complete perfection. This is how you know you're making advancement. It's called anartha nivritti. You should see that all the unwanted things in your life are gradually going away. All the nonsense, all the bad things, they should be little by little thrown out. Because that is the sign that you're advancing in bhakti. If they're not, something's wrong. Gotta do more hearing and chanting. Because if you're really doing bhakti, all the bad things, they'll go. They'll be flushed down the drain. The pure devotee has no actual chance to fall down because the Supreme Godhead personally takes care of his pure devotees. Same thing, right? Narayan told Durvasa. Just like mothers. How many mothers we have here? What is it that you won't do for your child? Is there anything mama won't do? No. Why? Love. That's the only reason. Is she getting paid? She barely gets enough money from the husband. The mother's love is the closest thing we can to appreciate pure devotional service. So, Krishna will always take care. That's why he says to Arjuna, you declare it, Kauntaya Pratijanahi Na me bhakta pranasitu. My devotee, never vanquished. Look at the picture. What happened to Hiranyakashipu? What happened to Prahlad? Right. Thrown off the feet of an elephant, what happened? Off the head of an elephant. Thrown off a cliff. Put into a pit of snakes. Put into a pot of boiling oil. His mother gave him food mixed with poison. Time and time and time again. Till finally, he was saved by the Lord himself, Nrisimha Bhagavan. Therefore, the intelligent person should directly take to the process of Krishna consciousness and happily live in this material world. One time, somebody asked Prabhupada, so what if at the end, it turns out not to be true? Prabhupada said it was a good life anyway. And as you can see, I'm not starving, am I? I've been doing this since the age of 23. I'm on the verge of my 60th birthday. Doesn't look like I'm starving. Best decision I ever made. Therefore, the intelligent person should take directly to the process of Krishna consciousness and happily live in this material world. He will eventually receive the supreme award of Krishna. So now let's see if we have any questions online. A little check here. Okay, no questions there, but I think we have some here. So before we deal with the questions, let's do a little chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, let's take a look and see the questions that came on the internet. Let's see, we'll start at the beginning. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so I took care of that. Ugh. Thing skips down like anything. Do we have a question here? I usually, Champak has, not today? All right. What about you, Gopal Ji? Yes. No questions? All right, I could do it. Ugh. This thing skips like anything. I can't access. Okay, good. Because I can't do this. It's like, go ahead.
If a devotee loses his or her enthusiasm to chant, how is it that they gain enthusiasm?
When you have lost enthusiasm, the reason is offenses. So the best thing to do is to immediately associate with devotees, good devotees. Just go into the association of good devotees, and that will be your first positive step. Usually, we lose our enthusiasm, besides offenses. We are associating with the wrong people. People who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And we are human beings, and we're easily influenced. After all, we're infinitesimal. We're so tiny. We think, I am such big. No. I'm so tiny. My favorite story, I believe it was here, Prabhupada was speaking to some of his leaders, and Prabhupada was saying, Look at in the sky, so many planets in the sky, so many stars. And out of all those stars and planets, there's one little Earth. Now let's go to the Earth. On the Earth, there are so many continents. And in each continent, there are so many countries. So we'll take one country, America. Now in America, there are 50 states. So we'll take one, as my good friend says, California. And in California, there are so many cities. We'll just take one city, Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles, there are so many streets and neighborhoods. We'll just take one right here. And in this neighborhood, there's one little temple. And in the temple, there are so many rooms. And in the rooms, there are so many people. And there's one person who thinks, I'm so important. So, we are so insignificant. But that's all right. Krishna loves me, this I know. Because Prabhupada tells me so. So, recently, your good other half, you're getting some association with His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. Keep it up. That association will snap you out of it. So always be in good association. That's what Lord Chaitanya recommends. Association is so important. You have to be in devotee association. Okay? All right, now wait. We finally got a question. Somebody named Love Krishna in Atlanta. He says, I chant two rounds. I get hoarse after three rounds. I do one round while driving. Is this bad? Well, just make sure you don't have an accident. But if you're able to chant, yes. And if you get hoarse chanting, then chant softer. But try to, the main thing at your stage, just make sure whether it's one round or two rounds or three rounds, right now the most important thing is to make sure you do that same number every day without fail. That's the secret. I've had many students in my life. I always start them, just do one round, but do it every day. That's the key. Not, oh, today I'm going to do 16 rounds, and then for the next 6 months I don't do anything. No. Do one round, but do it every day. Like, for instance, one of the first people to sign in today was Manish. So Manish has been my student for some time. So I started him with one round, but he followed my instruction because I told him, just do one, but do it every day. And within no time, he emailed me from Panama, Prabhuji, I want to do two. I said, yes, do two, but do it every day. Now he's up to 16. Because the key is steadiness, steadiness, steadiness. Just do it. And Love Krishna says, thank you so much. Yes, you're welcome. Now you had, yes.
I'm not 100% clear on what obeisances are.
Okay, there are different levels of obeisances. Sometimes we do like this with each other. That's a form of obeisances. But usually obeisances means we go down on the floor. That's obeisances. Do you understand? Obeisances can also mean prayers. Because when we're praying to the Lord, we're submitting, we're requesting, or we're revealing our heart to the Lord. That's also in there.
Would it be offering the food?
No, offering the food is... offering the food. Yes, but when you offer the food, you would offer obeisances too. Okay? All right, we're out of time. The conch shell has blown. I'm here next week. I'm here next week. So same time, same station. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And if you want to send your request in early. But he was before. So send your email tonight or tomorrow morning. He'll be. Yeah. Fine, but send it. Resend it. A little bit off.